Hello, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill, this is Charlie. How are you doing?
Hey, Charlie. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I hope everything went okay with your medical appointment.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Good, good. I was just seeing where we're at on things here. I know you were waiting for some things to clear on your end.
Yeah, I think I'm probably in a position where I'm ready to go ahead and move forward. But you're going to do the website too, correct?
Yes. So,
okay.
Yeah, so...
But what do you need from me on the website? That's what I need to start with.
So what I would do is I'd create your account here. I would secure the listing and then put everything over to my tech team. They're going to give you a call on a scheduled time. I'll schedule that time with you and them. And then they're going to ask you how you want the layout. They're going to ask you what pictures you have. Do you have colors that you would like it to be? And then also, too, if you have a logo that you would like us to use. And then we build it from there. Now, that would be done within 7 to 14 days.
Okay.
Also, too,
so the website will be up and running after that's done, correct?
Yes, it'll be up and running. Also, too, the Facebook would be up and running within 7 to 14 days, and then your Google will be up and running within 30 to 45 days. So that's the longest process that takes.
Okay.
Okay. So with everything, it was going to be for the first month. It was going to be the $597, and then it was going to be the $299 month to month after that.
And that's every month.
Month to month, $299.
Okay. Is that for hosting the website or what is that for?
Yes. So the $597 one-time fee is included with the website build and then hosting the website, managing the website. If you guys want us to make any changes, let's say you add a service, you want us to put more pictures up, whatever the case may be, that's all in the $299 month to month. You would just let us know what you would like to be added on or taken off, and we could always make those changes. There's no additional charges to you on that either.
Okay. So in other words, like, let's say we do, since we're doing a mostly work. Now my next question that I have is I am doing other construction too, so should I try to combine those on the website, or what is your thoughts on that?
You can let us know what services you offer, and we can put all those services on the website. So there's no limit to how many pages you want. So if you want more than a 5-page website, we can give you that.
Yeah, I don't think I think 5 is probably plenty. I don't think it needs to be more than that.
Okay, just an example, because I know some people ask about the limitations. So,
okay.
So I can... Is that all of your questions? Because I can get you set up here, and then I want to make sure that I can get you on that onboarding call with my tech team tomorrow so we can start that tomorrow building everything out for you. Does that work for you?
Okay. No, I think that would work.
Okay. So let me see here. So for the business information, this is going to be for your Google Business Profile. I have the Home Specialist Houston. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what the company that I'm using right now, but I also got door specialists, so that's what I'm trying to do. We do probably half of our stuff we do is door related, okay?
Okay. And door related, you mean garage door related?
No, like front doors, like door repair, door sweeps.
Okay.
You know, when you think about a house, pocket doors, attic doors, but garage doors, I have a guy that does those, but I don't do garage doors.
Okay.
You have to have, that's kind of like a specialty on itself. And those springs on garage doors are very, very potent. And if you don't know how to deal with them.
They can be very tricky.
Yeah, they can, honestly.
Okay, so then for your business name, how would you like it to appear on Google? Do you want it to appear as Home Specialist Houston, or do you want it to appear on the Door Specialist as what you were talking about?
Well, that's what I, that's really, those are my main questions is what, how do I combine the two? Do we just do one page for home specialists and then two or three pages for the door specialists? Or what are your thoughts on that?
So I could do the home, so we could do it like this. So we could put home specialist on here and
okay.
It's going to be a lot cheaper this way. For you to put home specialist Houston, and then what we'll do is for the services that you offer, that will pop up. So if you do door specialist on there and we get specific on there and somebody searches it, then home specialist Houston would pop up and they'd be able to call you. Now we would be able to put more of, I guess you could say, a variety onto your webpage as well, explaining that you are a door specialist as well, and you guys can come and do custom work on that.
Okay.
But if you do like a home specialist and then you want to open up another Google page, it's just going to cost you for each Google page. So what I would do is I would just combine it into the home specialist, and for the services that you offer, have that pop up so now they can call you directly for all the services that you offer.
Okay, all right.
That's going to be the best deal for you for sure, and the cheapest.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, I mean, if it's providing the services,
yeah,
then I don't think it's going to be a problem. That's what I think. Do I need to go ahead and get the name reserved or what?
For the home specialist, Houston?
No, like for the door specialist.
No, because we would just populate that onto the home specialist Houston website as well. We would have it all in one.
Okay.
So think of it like this. Think of as like home specialist as like the top, and then you have like the umbrella of the door specialist that we can put under there so then people can see that you also do that as well.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. That's what I really wasn't quite sure how we were going to handle that. But we all – there's kind of like – and I've done this, I did this before, but the guys make this a bit advanced. I'm sure we did nothing that I asked them to do. So in other words, like, if we do, the door specialist is probably mostly going to be for repairs, you know.
Okay.
Or door installations and things
okay.
like that, because that's where most of our income is coming in from, is from the door stuff, okay?
Okay.
So I'm not real sure how to...
So let's do it like this.
Let's just start it, and then we can kind of, if we need to make a change, then I'll say, look, here's what I think we should do, and I can send you an email or whatever.
Yeah, we could definitely... Yeah. We could definitely do that as well. We could always have, like, on the website itself, like, a tab that says repairs, right? Home door repairs. And then it could be a drop-down of what you the services you offer there. Then they can click there, and then they can read what the service is. And that's what I mean by, like, another page.
Okay, that's fine. I think that might work. What about – what do I need to do for, like the website name Like, we're just going to kind of dive into doing all that, get the name, or do I need to research that, get on GoDaddy or something and do that, or what?
So we can purchase the name for you if you want. That way you don't have to make any other purchases, and it would just be in the price that we have here, and then we could host it so you don't have to pay any annual fees or anything like that with GoDaddy. You would just tell us, this is the name I would want you guys to go ahead and secure, and then I can have my tech team get that for us.
But then technically it's really not my name then. Right.
You could always buy it off of us, or if you want, you can just purchase it before our I can let my tech team know. He's going to purchase the domain name, and then he's going to give it to us after he has it purchased, if that's what you would like us to do as well. It's all up to you.
Is that an easier way to do that, you think?
I would say I don't know. We have customers here that allow us to purchase the name, and they don't have a problem with it because we're hosting everything. Everything's in one spot. If you ever just wanted to purchase the domain name for us, it would just be a one-time fee of $99. But if you're going to purchase the domain name on GoDaddy, you're going to pay an annual fee anyways. So long term, it would be a lot cheaper just for us to purchase it than for you to go and purchase it, because you're still going to have to maintain that domain name. Whereas we maintain the domain name for you, and you don't have to make extra purchases or extra payments or anything like that.
Okay. All right. So
it's really just up to you on how you want to do it. If you want to purchase it, by all means, we have no problem with that either.
Okay, let me actually just got through with this thing. It was like for some insurance that I'm trying to get figured out, so I had to go in and do some testing on that. But I'm not home yet. Let me work everything up and then give it, either send it to you. What's the best way to reach you, by text, by email, or what?
Yeah, by text, just how kind of like we're texting is fine. But that stuff really happens when you're talking to my tech team. What I do is I just secure your listing here, and then my tech team is really the brains behind making this all happen. They're going to ask you all the tough questions, and then really I would just ask them how they would do it, and they'll give you the straight up answer. I can tell them, hey, don't purchase anything for the website. He wants to talk it over to see which one you guys would like to do better, and then go from there. And that way, at least you have the ball rolling with the Google, the Facebook, and then the website you guys can talk about. So that way, that's what that onboarding call is for. So that way, it's done correctly.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So what's the address that we can send that PIN verification for the Google to? What do you use?
Address,
as your address?
Like an email address, or what's
like your business address? So it would either be a home address, or it'd be a establishment that you have for your business.
Yes, it's 18006 Mountfield. It's one word: MountField Drive, Houston, Texas 77084. That's my home address. Now, if I have to rent a box, I can do that. I actually had to do that for one of my suppliers, which really kind of pissed me off, but I did it. And there is a UPS business that has business boxes. So if I have to do that, but I need to know that like right away up front, okay?
Yeah, so you won't have to do that, because Google actually has gone away from people using PO boxes. Google wants to make sure that they're dealing with legitimate people. So even if it's your home address, it's fine. It won't show on the internet. We're going to hide it for you, so that way people don't know where you live. It's just for Google's reference to send that PIN verification to you.
Okay, no problem. Okay, sounds good.
Okay, yeah.
So then I won't do that. Then we'll just leave it like it is, okay?
Yeah. Okay. And then, Bill, what's your last name?
Yes, it's Kelton, K-E-L-T-O-N.
K-E-L-T-O-N. And then what's the email address to send everything? Do I have your email address? Oh, no, I've been texting you.
Okay, williamkelton@gmail.com.
William Kelton. Is your first name William, or is your first name Bill?
Well, it's William's my real name, but I just go by Bill. It's like Robert and Bob, you know, or Richard and you know, Dick or something like that. So it's William and Bill are the same name, okay?
Gotcha. I've heard that before, but I just have to make sure I put they like the government names here.
Yeah.
Like my name's Charles, but I go by Charlie.
Yeah, that's fine. I have a son named Charles.
Okay.
So his name was Charles. We called him his William Charles, so we called him Billy. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. All right. So, Bill, what is it? It's WilliamKelton@gmail, you said?
Yes, WilliamKelton@gmail.com. That's my email address.
Okay. And then let me just make sure I have everything here correctly for you, okay? Central Time. All right. I'm going to make sure that we, I'm just making some notes here for the website for you as well to give to my onboarding team here.
All right.
Just give me one second here.
So when we get the name, do you have the name like in a .com, or is the name just like the regular name?
It's in the .com name, yeah. Usually if it's taken, then it'll be like a .net, but you, 9 times out of 10, it's not taken, so it's usually at a .com deal.
Okay.
Okay. And then, oh no. Let me see here. Did I not do that right? What was the address again? I'm sorry, Bill.
It's 18006 Mountfield, MOUNTFIELD is one word, Houston, Texas, 77084.
Gotcha. Okay. And then for the billing itself to secure the listing, are you going to be using a business credit card, or are you going to be using a debit card? How are you going to do it?
Just a bank card.
Okay. Does it just say William Kelton on it, or does it have home specialist?
It has my name, and it has both of them on it.
Okay. Both of them as in the home specialist, Houston?
Yes, William Kelton, and then underneath that it has home specialist. So it's a business account, but it has both names on it.
Okay. And then is it the same address as the...
yes, same address.
18006 Mountfield Drive? Okay.
That's correct, yes.
And then... Bill, are you going to be using a Master, Visa, Discovery, American Express?
I believe it's a Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Yeah, but I'm driving, so give me a... Okay, well, let me pull over in a second.
No problem. While you're doing that, I'm going to set up what's called a security question for you. Every time we call you, we're going to always ask this. That way we always know we're talking to you, Bill, and you always know you're talking to us. There's not going to be a mix-up here.
Uh-huh.
So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, you can do the city I was born in.
Okay, and what city was that?
Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Can you spell it for me?
Yeah, Bellefonte, and I may have, it may be two T's, but I'm not positive, but if you look it up, you can tell it. It's Bellefonte.
Bellefonte.
Pennsylvania, PA, yes.
Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. Bellefonte.
Bellefonte or TTE, okay?
Yeah, it's TE. I just looked it up. I've never heard of that place.
Yeah, it's by Penn State.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Yeah.
I've never been over there, so I've always wanted to go to Penn State, to be completely honest, and check it out. Okay.
I don't remember what's there. So, you know, I've been through there after I was born, but it's been a long time.
The college is there, if it's by Penn State.
Yeah.
Okay, your security. Okay, your security question, just really quickly here, is going to be the city, Bellefonte, okay?
That's fine.
Okay, and then you're going
to
say?
Here's what I have to have is I have to have something from you that's guaranteeing that what I'm going to get is good quality. Okay?
Yeah, so we send everything to you in writing. I take it through a voice verification. That's going to be sent to you in writing as well. That's an added protection for you. you're going to get a receipt also. So I'm not going to make the purchase right now. I still have to take you through the voice verification. Once I do the process of the transaction, I make sure that you have everything as well. So that way, if you have any questions, I can address it right then and there. And then two, okay. You get an email from me with everything in writing that we already talked about, okay?
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
And you have everything there, okay?
Yeah. All right, so here's what I have, and this is my business. I have three different banks I deal with, but this is the main bank, okay? And it's a Visa card, and it says William J. Kelton, and it says Home Specialist Houston. It's all that on the card, okay?
Okay.
You want the number?
Yes.
435-1400-0879-0088.
Okay, can I read that back to you?
Yes.
I have 435-1400-0879-0088.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then the expiration?
Is 25.
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up a little bit. What'd you say?
No, it's 124.
124. Okay, and then the security code? Let me just make sure I have everything correct here for you. Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
My computer goes so slow sometimes, Bill. Sometimes I'm just like, man, I need a new one. We need to get new ones here. All right, here we go. All right. Okay. All right, Bill, so I have everything set up here. Now, like I said, before I make any transactions and go forward with everything, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification. Okay, reason being is they do have you on the – and the discounted pre-agreement for that $299 price last time we talked. This is an added protection for you, and I'm going to send this in writing after the transaction, but I'm going to walk you through this. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I make that process, okay?
Okay, so when does that happen?
That's going to happen after this voice verification.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to walk you through this here. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
You're asking me to do that right now, right?
Yes.
Home specialist.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
William J. Kelton, owner.
Awesome. You are authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business.
Yes.
Awesome. Are you an authorized user on this billing account?
Yes.
Awesome. Bill, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's where you were born, okay?
Belton?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. I'm going to email you the customer service number. It's going to be an 877-635-6225 number, but I'm going to email it to you, all right?
Okay.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is November 7th, in the non-refundable amount of the $597. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 7th in the amount of $299. This is a recurring payment. Now, Bill, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877-635-6225 number that I will email you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I don't know. No, I do not. So go over that one more time again, please.
Yes. Which part?
Something about if I'm going to – is that – okay, so,
oh,
so
the
my
cancellation?
Understanding –
the cancellation.
Yeah, so I don't plan on canceling it.
Yeah.
But I kind of need to know when it comes due. You know, when the
payment,
monthly payment is get paid. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So it says right here, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 7th of the for the $299. This is a recurring payment.
Okay.
So every 7th, you'll get the payment for the $299. Now, this is just policy. I have to let you know if you were to ever cancel that you would just call us on that 877 number. That's our customer service line. You would just call us at least 3 business days before the 7th to cancel your service so that way it's not charged for the next month. Does that make sense?
Okay. I got it. Now I got it.
Okay. So you understand and you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for the onboarding call, Bill, what's your schedule look like tomorrow so my tech team can call you? This call is going to be around 45 to an hour long.
Okay.
What's a good time for you? Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, I'm pretty open. So you want to say 9 or 9:30 or 10 o'clock, somewhere in there?
Okay. So how about we do, you want to do 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock is fine, yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email right now. I'm going to set this up for you really quickly, and I'm going to send it to you. Give me one sec. Michelle, I'll make sure you have everything before we... It's like that movie Bueller when your computer just keeps spinning and it's like Bueller. Okay, so I have.
I can
that
relate. There. I have one that's probably about the same as yours. Probably it's probably worse.
Yeah. I know. My dad, he's a big computer guy, so when he when it gets too slow, he gets all angry, and I'm like, you got to take it easy. It's just loading for you. And he's like, all right, I'm sorry. All right, let me just make sure I got everything here correctly for you. Now, once the process goes through, you are going to receive some text messages, Bill. You are going to receive the invoice. You are going to receive your emails. It's going to tell you and ask you for some pictures, okay? But my tech team will walk you through how to send those over to us for your website, as well as like the Google profile and everything like that.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm sending over the email right now. Okay. Give me one second. Weird. Okay, so everything went through on my end. We're going to send you some text messages right now, just so you have your receipt that comes through as well, okay?
All right.
Okay, give me one sec. I want to make sure that you get everything right now, so that way you see everything come through too, okay? And then I'm working on setting this up for you. William Kelton, and then we got the CI tomorrow. Okay, so I sent the CI for you as well. That's going to be scheduled at 10 a.m. Okay, so that just went to your email. That's going to come from a Google Calendar. It's going to come from me, but just hit yes on there when you get a chance. Obviously, I know you're driving, so don't do it right now. But also, too, I do need you to sign our terms and conditions as well. Sent that in a text message. I know you're driving, though.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. Okay. Are you almost to your destination at all, or?
No.
Okay. You've got a long way to go?
Well, no. I mean, It was not close. It was Southwest Houston, and I live in Northwest.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on my phone, so I mean, if you need me to go to it and look it over, I can. I'd rather do it when I get home. But I don't know. I could do it in the morning if we need to. I could do it while the guy's talking to me.
Yeah, I don't want you to do it while you're driving. That's very dangerous. So what I did is we sent you a text message, and it basically just says, William, it says thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, and it'll say my.localsplash.com/terms, and then it'll have your phone number on the end of it, okay? I need you, when you have a chance, I need you to click that link, and then you're going to sign it. Now, you're going to come to a login form when you're done signing that. Don't worry about that login form. That's your tracking system. We're going to send you the credentials for that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that's very important, because I know you're going to get there, and you're going to say, okay, now I got to create a username and password. Don't create anything, because we have to create it for you, okay?
That's fine. No problem with that. I hate doing that.
I've been doing this for a while, so I know everybody always asks me, so I just want to make sure that you understand. Everything is on this end is taken care of. I sent everything over to you, so you have everything in an email. I've also created the onboarding call for 10 a.m. tomorrow, so my team knows about it. So we're all set there as well. If you have any questions for me, I can answer them right now. If not, that pretty much wraps up everything on this end.
Okay. All I ask is that everything, because I went through an experience here in the last 2 months where I was very, very disappointed in the entire work process that was done. I just asked that it be done, and it's something that you know, that will work, you know. So
I'm
relying on you, you know, to bring business. So
I do need
to start. I will do everything I can, you know, to help get whatever information you guys need, and I want to get it done as soon as possible. So I will do everything on my end, you know, to get everything moved forward. Okay.
Perfect. I do want to say first, welcome to Local Splash. We do treat our clients like family here, so we are going to get rocking and rolling with this. I'm super glad we could start working together here. I know it's been a while for both of us.
Yeah.
but yeah, we're going to get rolling here. I'm going to send everything over to my tech team, so that way in the morning, it's just verifying and they're really getting to work on that website for you, so that way we can get that up and fast and in a hurry, okay? If you have any questions, go ahead and send me a text message, send me an email, and I'll call you as soon as I have the availability. Usually I'll call you within the hour. If you have anything, that's the best way to get a hold of you, okay? If you have any hiccups, if you're not receiving, if the tech team isn't doing what they're supposed to, let me know, and then I'll be able to, you know, press some people over here to be like, hey, what's going on?
I'm pretty easy to deal with. I am sometimes hard to get a hold of, but that's just because I'm usually the way I work is when I'm with the customer, I don't answer my phone. It stays in the car. So
that's not a problem.
Yeah, shouldn't be big deal.
What we'll do is if we call you and you don't answer, we will send you a text message and we will leave you a voicemail. So you'll always know
that's
that we have tried to contact you, and then once you get our phone, our voicemail or a text message, you could always contact us back, and then we could always figure out what's going on and show you the updates that we've done.
Okay, sounds good. All right. I do have some other things that I'm going to be relaying to you, and I know I set up a Facebook, but I haven't used it. And then I set up one other, I think it was Instagram, but I'm not positive. So I do have that set up. I just need to know the best way to get that worked in, and to get, if I need to do advertising and marketplace or something like that, I'm willing to do whatever we got to do. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So with the package, it comes with the Facebook advertising already. So my tech team is going to walk you through that tomorrow to add us as a partnership with you on Facebook.
Right.
So that way we can take care of that and start helping you there as well.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. All right. So 10 o'clock's good for me. Let me look at everything when I get home. And if I need to, I'll just make you a list for tomorrow, or I'll send it to you, you know, through a return email. And we'll just go forward from there.
Yeah, absolutely. So everything's good here. You secured your listing. And then we're going to be calling you. It's going to come from our customer service number, that 877 number. That's what we're going to be calling you tomorrow at 10:15-ish, okay?
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll be home tomorrow in the morning, so we'll get all that handled, like right off the bat. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, again, I want to say thank you, Bill. It's going to be a pleasure working with you. And then we're going to call you tomorrow. Drive safely tonight and enjoy your evening. And then we're going to be ready to rock and roll tomorrow. Okay.
Sounds great. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem, Bill. Talk to you soon.
All right. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye.